Hello and welcome back to The Outcast. There's 25 shows down, so this is technically chapter 2. I've got a new theme song for a new season, so I hope you're enjoying that. And coming up in the rest of the show, the general chit-chat and stuff that you're used to. So hope you're liking the new theme tune. It's a bit more energetic, a bit more summery, which is what I think we need, because this is version 2 of my show for you. It's The Outcast. So as I said, welcome back to the show once more. It's version 2 of The Outcast, because we've done 25 shows, so for the next 25 more, this is going to be the theme tune, or part of it will be the theme tune, because let's face it, it is a wee bit long. Anyway, this is show 26 for you there. I'm the Grobble, as always, and coming up in today's show, we're going to have more movie reviews, more game reviews, more news, we'll maybe have some songs in there, and possibly some listener emails, if anyone bothers to send them in, to outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. So if you're one of those people who've been waiting to send an email in, please send it in now, because we want to hear from you. Because out there are 250 of you that are listening to this very show. So if you're one of those 250, please get in touch. Tell me about anything, how your day was, what the weather's like, if you've got a new haircut, or maybe you bought yourself some new shoes on The Outcast. We want to hear about it, because we're all outcasts together. Anyway, this is the theme tune, as I said. Don't know where I got it from, but I hope you liked it.
Love my life.
You're awesome.
Those are awesome.
Music producer Chris Brander has it all.
I saw you flirting with me out there.
How did you do that to your boyfriend?
We're just friends.
But in high school, things were a little different.
You mean more to me than anyone in this whole world.
Really?
I love you, Chris. Like a brother. We're friends, right? Jeff, just leave him alone!
Oh my God!
10 years later, touring with the world's hottest pop star.
God, I wanna lick your skin off.
We'll take him home for the holidays.
Hi, Mom.
This is my brother, Mike. You're hot.
I know.
Now, when he sees the girl he never forgot,
Jamie,
he's going to get a second chance.
Oh my God, I can put my arms around you.
To win his first love.
Wow, Chris.
Jamie Palomino.
But it's going to be a lot harder.
We're
going to
be more than just friends.
Wow! I need my skates to show off my talents.
You're a lot better than before.
Than he ever thought.
I'm sorry, okay?
You want to fight hard? Chris, you're gonna be fine.
Jamie Palomino.
Dusty Dinkelman?
I can't compete with this guy. You see him play that guitar? It's like he has 15 fingers.
Nice outfit, by the way. Rock and roll.
That is so cute. I just want to eat you both up.
New Line Cinema presents.
Not the same person I was in high school, pal.
You'll always be fat to me, Chris.
Ryan Reynolds, Amy Smart, Anna Faris, and Chris Klein.
How'd the big date go?
With Theriable. I went in for a kiss, but she wants a hug. Then I get caught in a sort of kiss-hug limbo type thing.
You gave her a body shake?
Just friends.
Hey, Merry Christmas, neighbor.
Okay, so hello. And this evening, I watched a film which some of you may have heard of. It's called Just Friends. Now, I'll explain, because I bought this... I didn't buy this. I rented it on DVD from a website called Love Film or something. It's one of those DVD rental sites where you put down a list of DVDs you want, and then when they become available, they send them out to you. And this was the first one I got on my 3-month trial, Just Friends, which I only put up on the list because I saw it there in the recent releases, and I thought, you know, why the hell not? It's free. So, obviously, the premise of the film is that back in high school, this guy, played by Ryan Reynolds, was fat, and he was crazily madly in love with this girl, played by Amy Smart, and then he's humiliated on like the graduation night or something, and then he runs off to LA and becomes this big famous rock producer, music producer kind of person, and then he comes back and hilarity ensues in the way that he falls back in love with this girl, and basically it's just one of those type of films. The plot outline, according to the wonderful IMDb, is a man comes face to face with old high school crush, a woman whose rejection of him turned him into a ferocious womanizer. Which, to be fair, you don't really see in the film, this ferocious womanizing. You see maybe a 3-minute clip and some phone calls, but it doesn't really make him into this big womanizer. He's just dating a bit, is all I have to say on it. But yeah, I think, on the whole, it was harmless fun for a film. I mean, plot-wise, it wasn't gonna do anything spectacular. It was basically just, chasing Amy. Not chasing Amy, what the hell? There's something about Mary. Done again. With slapstick. A lot more slapstick. And I think the slapstick aspects of the film were what really made it watchable. Because, you know, the acting was okay, but the story was, you know, substandard at best, but it was the slapstick parts of the film that made it watchable. It wasn't laugh-out-loud funny, I'm not going to say that, but it did have some good moments. I especially liked the relationship that was shown on screen between the main character, played by Ryan Reynolds, and his brother, who was played by the guy from Girl Next Door, the one who grows up to be the movie producer who says, "Do her for me! Do her for me!" That guy. Yeah, he was basically one of the best parts of the film. But yeah, it basically was something about Mary with an extra woman thrown in and some snow. There was quite an amusing hockey scene which happened as well, which I quite enjoyed. But yeah, other than that, not much going on with the film. But it wasn't disastrous, I'd say. You know, if you're looking for some light-hearted fun to just waste a couple of hours on, this is an okay film for it. Many films out there have done it better. So if you're looking for a, I guess, romantic comedy chick flick type thing, I suggest Girl Next Door. Bring It On, obviously. Gotta love that film. Mean Girls, Euro Trip, Win a Date with Tad Hamilton, personal favourite there. But it's not a bad film. But I wouldn't rank it with those. But as I said, I got the DVD. So, I didn't go to the cinema and watch this. So I did get the benefit of the DVD extras. Which are going to boost this film up from, say, a 5 to, I think, a 6. 6 out of 10 for this film. No, because that's on the par with The Omen. I'm going to say it's a 5-star film, sorry. Even though it did have this amazing music video as an extra. Now, I like music video extras because you just look at Josie and the Pussycats, and they've got those two Du Jour videos stuck on there as extras, and this is basically the same thing. Because the film stars Chris Klein, he plays kind of a rival, spurned high school person who comes back and tries to get it off with the female lead. But he does it with music. He plays some music in there. He apparently writes her a song called When Jamie Smiles. And basically that's what the music video on the DVD extras is for. It's quite an amusing video. It really does take the place of the outtakes on the film, because the outtake reel on it is just... Well, it's pretty boring, because all you do is you see them go... Shouldn't do that with a headset mic, obviously. But yeah, there is a lot of shaking of heads and making of silly noises, which is basically what the film is all about. So, basically, to top it off, to sum the film up, it was a light-hearted film, harmless fun, not much going on, but a bit, but slapstick, with some inspiring moments that, you know, make it, you know, an enjoyable watch. Not really amazing, but it's there for you. So, that was Just Friends, starring Chris Klein, Ryan Reynolds, and Amy Smart, and the guy from Girl Next Door. Watch it if you want. I can't really say much more. But in other news, though, Ryan Reynolds is starring in a new film called Waiting, which I think is hopefully going to be a lot more entertaining than this. It's got kind of a Clerks feel to it, I guess. A kind of a Clerks 2 more than the first one feel to it. Again, slapstick humour, interesting situation, people being funny in a restaurant kind of thing. It stars the guy from Dodgeball, and it stars, as I said, Ryan Reynolds and some other people. So I think that's possibly going to be more entertaining than this. Sorry. I'm just waffling now. I think I need a drink. But yeah, Waiting also stars Anna Faris, who was also in this film, which was called Just Friends. She was also in, she is also in Waiting, which you Americans can probably go out and see now, whereas us Brits, we still have to wait for it to come out in the cinema, I believe. In fact, what I will do is I will go and get you a release date for this. So enjoy this clip from the film while I find out the UK release date for you.
Forgiveness is more than saying sorry. To forgive is divine, so let's have a glass of wine and have makeup sex until the end of time, 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 time. So, what'd you think?
Okay, so apparently the release date for Just Waiting is the 19th of May. January, February, March, April, May. So it's already been out. I guess that'll be coming out on DVD soon then, or it may already be out on DVD. So if you like Ryan Reynolds and Anna Faris and basically slapstick, light-hearted comedy fun, we're up, kind of like Meet the Parents. I did get a Meet the Parents vibe from it. Maybe it's worth checking out Waiting, or Just Friends if you've already seen Waiting. I think possibly. I think I might check out Waiting, and I'll let you know how that one goes. So thanks again for listening to this little film review, snippet of a film review, on the film Just Friends.
Another day, another show to do. Another hotel room to trash. Another fist fight with some guys from the press, and then back to the limousine for quick groupie sex. It may all sound like fun, but I'm fighting. save me from this rock and roll lifestyle. Yeah, rock and roll lifestyle. Party after party till the sun comes up. They buy me alcohol and drugs. Pretty girls tell me what a genius I am, but they don't even know me. They only wanna blow me, and I let them. But it's just to be polite. Please save me from this rock and roll lifestyle. Yeah, rock and roll lifestyle. You average people, how I envy your lives. I wish I had a mortgage, kids, and a wife. I wish I worked from 9 to 5 for my pay. It gets so boring just working 2 hours a day.
And that right there was Man Bites Dog and their song Rock and Roll Lifestyle, which can be listened to by yourselves and others on the Podsafe Music Network. You can get to that at www.podshow.com and click on the link Podsafe Music Network, or whatever it is, it's called Podsafe Music or something. And you can click on it and you can listen to amazing songs like that and others. So many of you out there may be wondering why I decided to do a version 2 of the show. And basically, I felt that it would be useful to be able to kind of bookmark the shows into different sections. And because it's, well, it's now, well, was summer. I think the British summer ended about a week ago. And because it's now summer, I thought I'd do a nice new summer version of the show. A summer season, as it were. Which means you're going to get to listen to the summery intro music, as I said there, and other such things. Also, the added bonus of bookmarking them into separate kind of seasons or chapters or whatever is the fact that I can then put them on CD and I can send them out to people who want them. So if you want a copy of The Outcast Season 1 or Chapter 1 or Version 1, just send me an email to outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk and I'll sort something out. Basically, I think it's going to be about £5, maybe, just enough to cover the CD and postage, and then the show can be yours. I might even design some super cool artwork for the CD case if you would like. So that's Outcast Version 1, available at all good record stores. So be sure to pre-order yours today.
What's wrong, sweetie?
It's just a church, that's all.
She's sick.
As cold as ice. What's the matter? Those other kids didn't want to play with you?
They're afraid.
Hello, Damien. I'm here to protect you.
There's something about Damien.
I was at the hospital
the night your son was born.
What do you know about my son?
Everything.
A birthmark, a sequence of sixes.
From the eternal sea he rises, creating armies on either shore, turning man against his brother. For man exists no more. Your son, the son of the devil.
No. Anyway, right, Stu, we're going to talk about The Omen.
It was...
Why was it confusing?
It frustrates me because nothing happened. Two people died. Ooh.
Well, more than two died.
Right, three.
There was the nanny, the priest, the dog, the other nanny, the mother, and the baby inside the mother.
Right. The photographer dude.
Oh, in him, yeah.
What was he? Why?
He was like the motivation. He was like, look, I found out all this stuff and I turn up just in time to make you go and...
Yeah, but then he got killed.
Well, yeah, he did.
So, he was pointless.
Beheaded.
No, it frustrated me that nothing happened.
But if you were going to die, wouldn't you want to get beheaded?
The kid got shot and then was holding the president's hand.
Well, no, the kid didn't get shot. They shot the dad.
There was two flags.
There was two flags. I don't know why there were two flags, though.
And what happens next?
The Omen 2.
No, but it's like saying all the way through the film, how, oh, this scary little kid's going to take over the world and everybody's going to die.
And?
Five people died.
Fuck. Five for now. How many is next?
Well, we don't know.
And that policeman outside the hospital didn't look too rosy, did he?
No, he didn't.
So, you didn't understand the film, is that it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to explain it to you?
Go on, then.
Okay, basically, Damien is the son of the devil.
Right, yeah.
Born by a jackal mother. And that...
Did we ever see the jackal mother?
Yeah, she was in that grave.
That dog?
Yeah. What's a jackal? It's a dog, isn't it?
I don't know.
You don't know what a jackal is?
No.
And, how old are you? 20. And you'll be teaching primary school children.
But
Mr. Arpino, what's a jackal? I don't know.
So could you buy a jackal as a pet?
No, I wouldn't recommend it. It's like a wild dog.
So how can a wild dog give birth to a human being?
It's the son of the devil.
The dog is?
No. The fucking kid is. It's the devil, Stu.
Yeah,
the son of the...
dog the gave birth to a boy. It's just not happening.
Have you ever heard of Romulus and Remus?
Right. And also, right, why did they have a dog in a hospital giving birth to a boy?
No, they didn't, right? They probably gave birth to the boy outside, and then that evil priest brought him inside.
Which evil priest?
The evil priest that we saw at the end, the one who looked like a pirate, kind of like Voldemort.
I thought he was a good priest.
No, he was an evil priest.
Why?
Because he killed that guy's son, Ambassador Thorne's son, right, and replaced it with this devil child.
Right.
That's not a nice priest.
Well, no, but at the end they said, go here and you'll find out. And they went, so he helped them.
Oh, big help. I'm sorry I killed your son and replaced your son with the devil seed, and he killed your unborn child and your wife, but hey... they're going to be here. No, evil child. Alright, other than that, what did you think of the film?
There was a few jumpy moments.
You know, he jumps across the cinema and that woman came out of nowhere. We were both expecting it and you were like, I'm not going to jump. Oh my gosh, she's on his back. I jumped. Margaret Bushell. Right there. Oh, I've got that clip of Margaret laughing. And I'll put that in right now.
Go on.
There we go.
Great.
See, it was just there. We didn't hear it, but it'll be there.
Oh.
But I quite liked it.
Yeah, I did.
I've never seen the original, so I didn't know what was going on. And I had no idea how it was going to end.
No. The ending was quite shit, really.
Well, I didn't expect... I thought he was going to kill the son. I really did.
Me too. I don't know. I thought God was going to come and, like, make things better.
Jesus was going to come down and be like, yo, fuck you, Damien! I'm gonna fuck you up, boy! And they get out a gun and be like, brrrr, dee.
That would have been a better ending.
He'd be like, the only way to the Father is through me. That would have been hardcore.
That would have been good.
And then Damien would be like,
no, Daddy! No!
And then he would have jumped and then tried to hump him.
Yep.
And God would have been like, no, I'm celibate and I'm not gay.
There were quite some scary dogs in there, weren't there?
Yeah. Very. So if you're scared of dogs and you're jumpy, then the film was scary.
Overall, it wasn't that scary, was it?
No.
It had about, as you said, five jumpy moments, that was about it.
Yeah.
But that, what was it? That one where those dogs came out of nowhere in the cemetery. I nearly died. I was like, fucking hell. Literally, nowhere they came from. But, and then when he got his head cut off, the, what was his name, the photographer. I was like, We all saw it coming, and then they didn't even cut away or anything. Clean off with his head.
How did they do that?
It's called special effects.
Yeah, but somebody's head.
CG. They could have used a dummy.
You were running away.
Just special effects. It could have all been computer animated. It didn't have to be there at all. Look at that cat! Fucking devil cat. Oh my god! Oh my god! That's someone's pet, you crazy shit! Oh, I think we should point out now that we're actually in a car while we're doing this. We're in a car driving along.
Terrorizing.
All we need is Margaret Bushell to go out of nowhere and smash the window. That bit where they hit her with the car, that old crazy nanny, that was fucking ace. I think I was the only one that liked it in the cinema though, because I was like, yeah, you nailed that bitch! And everyone was like, And you were so annoying in there just talking non-stop. Really loud. You're like,
I didn't get it.
Oh, that's a delayed reaction. I don't know what's going on in this film. It was like, oh my god, shut up. How embarrassing. What wasn't it get? Devil Child.
Well, no, the fat girl sat at the side of me, kept hiding behind a coat, and there was nothing to hide from.
That's because she's a fat girl. I think the guy next to me may have been dead. The whole cinema, right, and it'd be quiet because everyone had fallen asleep until it was like a big scary moment, and then it went, and then it'd be like, oh, that was quite scary, wasn't it? 2 minutes of that, and then it'd die down, and everyone would go back to sleep. I was quite tempted to go to sleep at the start.
And the two people in front of us were making out.
Oh, yes. Best part of the film for you, wasn't it, Stu? They're allowed to. They're young, they're in love. Satan condones that kind of thing.
Oh, can I go?
Going. We're just overtaking a bus.
That's the second time I've overtaken.
Oh, wow. It's daring. Let's hope no crazy people with sledgehammers pop out of nowhere.
Whoa.
So, right, when do you reckon that film was set?
Today.
Is it today?
Apparently.
I wasn't sure. I thought it may have been set in the past at some point.
No,
oh no, because we saw them on the cars. But right, did you not notice the way they were like, oh, he was born on the 6th of the 6th, 5 years ago. what date is that exactly? Is like looking at the gravestone. Yep, 6th of the 6th, 5 years ago. That's when she was died. Dead?
Died.
I thought that was a bit dodgy.
Because 5 years ago, that would have been the 6th of the 6th, 01, which would have made 3 6.
Oh my god, the 6th of the 6th. Oh, but right. There were 6 bell chimes. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
I pointed that out to you, didn't I?
Yeah,
did. And 666, 6 hours, 6 minutes, 6 seconds. Yeah. Was when that guy died in the...
Well, actually, no. Because he saw 6 straight before. Yeah. So, really, it would have been
6610 or something.
Yeah. So that was flawed as well.
But it was quite enjoyable to see that fat guy go up in flames.
It was.
I'm the American ambassador. Watch me burn.
All that fat man.
I think it was all the petrol that you may have been doused with, to be honest. Oh, Hookers. Hookers out tonight, guys. Did you miss her? She was on your left-hand side.
Oh, did I miss her?
Yeah, Hooker. I'll just edit this bit out.
Yeah.
But let's talk more about the film.
The film.
Because I want to get about a 15-minute segmento out of this.
Let's talk about the film that was advertised. McFly.
Oh my god, how amazing did that look? What was it called? It was some Lindsay Lohan movie with some ruggedly handsome American actor. And McFly? I can't remember what it was called, like Lucky Take or something? Take
something.
A break?
Something.
Lucky Smile?
We'll find out.
I'm a Lucky Star. McFly? Oh, it's going to be amazing. Yeah. I think I might book my tickets for that now.
I'm sure you'll need to
bump. So anyway, we need to give Omen a rating. A rating.
6.
Out of 10, is that?
Yeah,
how many stars 6. Would you give it?
6.
6. I would also give it 6. What do you say, Mr. Left Hand?
I give it 6 as well.
Oh my god, it's 3 6s. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, look at the time, Stuart.
Whoa,
it's 66. 666. Six, six. Oh, it's on the 6th of the 6th. Oh, 06.
Ooh.
That's when this review... Oh. If we die, you'll know why. Because we're dissing the Omen. So the Omen 2, Stu, do you think it's going to happen?
It definitely. On the 7th.
The 7th of the 7th, 07. Damien 2.
They'd have to wait till like next millennia to do it, wouldn't they?
What they need to do is fucking get Harry Potter versus Damien.
Mm.
When Dumbledore came in, that's what.
That would be good.
It was out.
Dumbledore was in that.
You've got to kill Harry Potter.
Oh my god. But seriously, Harry Potter versus Damien. Pagan would see that. Would that...
Harry Potter would win.
He would. Oh, would he?
Damien only had his eyes.
And he nearly smiled at the end. Did you see that? And that kid, he got two lines in that film, didn't he? He went, "Don't kill me, Daddy." And what did he say to the mum?
What did he say?
Man, he only had two, can't remember. he whispered it.
He did.
It was... Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
I like radishes.
Damien? What's the matter? Those other kids didn't want to play with you?
A64. That was 1-6. That's oh my god, that's 3 sixes.
Oh my god.
What's this car in front? Oh my
62.
God.
62.
Oh, 62. Oh, what else can we see with a 6 on? Nothing. Oh, that would have been scary.
You know, the Odeon aren't even playing.
This. Oh, 680 minutes. What, 666? 622022, that's Peter's Kebabs and Chicken. Oh, that's, it's getting quite scary now. Look at all these sixes. Go on a bike.
Sixes everywhere.
Oh, what was with that? You know, where the, they were in the storm and their priest was under the bridge. What was with that red person running around in the background? It was like, la 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 la. La la la. Some crazy nymph.
It was like a streaker.
La 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 la.
But where did the storm come from?
Oh, Satan. Satan storm, storm of Satan.
Was that it?
The storm of the beast. But that when he got impaled by that spike,
it was pretty impressive.
Poor Pete Postlethwaite there. Ooh.
He's a good actor.
He
have
is.
You seen him in Brass Off?
I have, yes.
It's good.
Good film.
It's a good act.
So back to it. How many stars out of 5 are we gonna give this film?
Oh.
6. No, seriously.
3 times 2. 3 times 6.
So you give it maybe a 5. Okay, we'll give it 6. Screw it. It's a 6 film. I actually thought it was better than 6.
Did you really?
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 7, I'd give it a 6.
It's not 10. It's yeah. 9
out of 10. No, 10. I'd give it about 8, 9-ish. It's a good...
It was drawn out. It was like, a lot wasn't happening a lot of the time.
Like at the start.
Yeah.
As you said, they did keep like skipping ahead a lot.
Yeah.
So, like. 1 year later. 2 years later.
Later, 5 years later.
Ooh, 6 months later.
Ooh.
Six. I swear to God, I nearly fell asleep during the start of the film there. It was like, what is going on?
Well, I get confused very easily, so I was just like, where am I? I forgot I'd even drove to the cinema. So.
Those sweets you had, rank.
They were. I left them.
Did you?
I bet Fatty ate them.
Nom nom nom. I don't mind if I do. So, I guess that's the review there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Big it up.
Woo!
Yeah.
Would you recommend that to a friend?
Yeah.
Would you recommend that to a Christian friend?
Yeah. Yeah, I would actually.
So, that's me, Pete, and...
I'll take Rachel Dillingham to see it one night. Rachel Dillingham, if you're listening. Hello.
I very much doubt it, but hey.
So, you have to... I'm Stuart Arbino. I'm doing a post-undergraduate teacher training in Milwaukee.
Okay, they don't want your life story, they just wanted you.
Theology.
Alright, just say bye, Stu.
Bye.
Oh yeah, you better listen to the outcast.
So there we go. On what other show could you hope to hear a review of The Omen in a car while driving along? I personally can't think of any, which is why we are the most influential and bestest show out there. It's The Outcast. But remember, guys, I do this show for you, so I want to know what you think. All my 250 listeners out there, what do you think of this show? What do you want to hear on this show? Version 2 is your version as well as mine. I want to know what things you want on the show in order to improve it. Do you want more guests? Do you want more talk about a specific topic? Do you want more film reviews? More game reviews? Have we had a guest on that you thought, yeah, he or she was great, I want to hear him again? Get in touch. You can email outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk, or we've got the MySpace, www.myspace.com/outcastpod, or of course there's the website, outcast.podomatic.com, where you can leave all your wonderful comments and download the show. But yes, please get in touch, especially all you listeners in Louisville, over in America there. Don't really know what it is about Louisville, but a large amount of our listeners seem to come from there. So if you're listening in Louisville, please, please, please get in touch, because it's you I definitely want to hear from. Anyway, speaking of getting in touch, let's go and check on the listener emails. Currently have no emails, although we do have two junk emails. Let's go and have a look at those, shall we? Junk email from Clement Aziz. From the desk of Clement Aziz, Senior Staff in File Department, African Development Bank, Ouagadougou, Burkina Faso, West Africa. On a very odd day, I am Clement Aziz, a Senior Staff in File Department in African Development Bank. I got your contact from Yahoo Tourist Search. When I was searching for a foreign partner, I assured of capability and reliability to champion this business opportunity when I prayed to God or Allah about you. Hold on a sec. He prayed to God or Allah. Was it not specific which one he was praying to? Was it like, dear God, or maybe Allah if you're listening? I was wondering if you could do this for me. So, it's quite a long email, but from the gist of it, this guy, Clement Aziz, is apparently an African man, apparently, who works at a bank and would like us to get in touch in order to steal $15 million of someone's money. So if anyone at home there would like to get in touch, his number is 00226-760-86692. So if you want to get in touch with him, please let me know what he has to say. So that was Clement Aziz. Postscriptum. You have to keep everything secret as to enable the transfer to move very smoothly into the account you will prove to the bank. Okay. And that email was so important that he decided to send it to me twice. So thank you there, Clement Aziz. I'm sure you're not a listener, but you did get in touch. And it's the thought that counts. Anyway, as we're coming up to nearly 40 of the English minutes, I think it's time to leave you all once more, which is a bit of a shame, as I didn't have time to talk about the computer games review, and I've still got two more film reviews here, good to go, as it were. But, please do get in touch. Oh, actually, wait, before I go, with summer coming up, and this being the big summer extravaganza, I will be trying to do kind of a, well, not really a tour, but a couple of visits around the UK. So if any of you people out there listening and you think, I like this show, I would like to be on this show, let me know. Email me at outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk, get in touch, and let me know where you live. And what I'll try and do is I'll try and visit, basically. It'd be great to meet some people I don't actually know. I would love to do that. It'd make an interesting show. Or if any of my friends are out there listening and you want me to come visit, come say hello, come appear on the show, then also get in touch. So that's going to be the big Outcast summer tour on a train coming up soon. So get in touch for that. But as I said, thank you again for listening. It's been enjoyable as ever. And I shall see you in the near future. Possibly in 3 days' time. So, au revoir. What is wrong with you people? Get in touch, seriously. Email us at outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. Simple as that. Do it.